在跟大家一起学习道理，然后我们一起来祷告。
So let us continue studying the word together, and then we will pray.
我们今天早上谈到我们在信心上要不断的省思。
And so, we discussed this morning how we need to often examine our faith.
保罗说在教会里面、啊、设立了各样的圣职。
And so, Paul says that there are different saints in the church.
有使徒，有先知，有传道人。
There are the prophets, the pastors, and the ministers.
就是要来装备圣徒。
And they are there to prepare to be saints.
让我们在道理上不断的成长。
That we can constantly grow in the truth.
能够在真道上成蛇长大。
That we can mature and grow in the truth.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
That we can grow into the full measure of Christ.
所以我们要离开基督道理的开端。
And so we must leave behind the elementary teachings.
在道理上、啊、要追求进步。
That we need to seek after improvement in the truth.
另外一方面就是在爱心上也要不断的成长。
And also we need to improve in our love.
从爱我们的家人。
Starting from our family.
然后能够爱教会中的弟兄姐妹。
And then to loving the brothers and sisters in church.
能够爱众人。
And to love all men.
甚至那些抵挡我们的人、啊、我们都用爱心来对待他们。
And we should also show love to those who oppose us.
虽然有些人在真道上迷失了。
And even though there are those who have gone astray from the truth,
我们还是一样用爱心为他们祷告，希望神给他们一个悔改的机会。
We need to pray for them out of a heart of love so that God would give them a chance to repent.
当然我们在道理上啊，对错误的道理我们是没有办法妥协的。
And of course, we ourselves, we do not compromise on the truth.
但是我们个人之间呢、啊，也是可以用爱心啊互相的勉励。
But we ourselves, individually, we encourage one another out of love.
再来我们下午谈了、啊、在行为上言理上要追求进步。
And so this afternoon, we will see that how we can improve in our actions and in our words.
我们来看诗篇139篇。
We look at Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇23节。
Psalm 139, verse 23. 139
篇23节。
Psalm 139, verse 23.
说神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。24节。
Verse 24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。大卫在这里求神啊，他能够鉴察我们的内心。
And so here David asks God to search his heart.
前面说到神是无所不知、无所不能的神。
And before it talks about how God is almighty and all-knowing.
知道我们每一个人的行为。
And he knows all of our actions.
知道我们每一个人嘴里所吃的每一句话。
And he knows every word that comes out of our mouth.
他又看透我们人的心思意念。
And he sees through our thoughts and our hearts.
因为他是无所不知的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
所以我们在凡事上啊，应该要行事为人要对得起主。
And so in all our actions and deeds, we need to be accountable and be able to present ourselves to God.
我们看提撒罗尼迦前书。
If we look at 1 Thessalonians.
第三章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
提撒罗尼迦前书第三章。第十节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10.
三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
说我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，不瞒你们信心上的不足。第十一节。
Verse 11。
愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。十二节。
Verse 12。
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能够增长。充足 如同我们爱你们一样，十三节。
Verse 13。
说好时你们，当我们主耶稣啊，同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神的面前，心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。保罗写信给哥林多的，铁沙罗尼加的教会。
And so, Paul, he writes this epistle to the church in Thessalonica.
因为这个教会啊，在他们传道三个星期以后啊，遇到逼迫。
And so after Paul preached here, 3 weeks later, they encountered persecution.
所以保罗没有办法在那边继续的做工，就必须啊被迫离开了。
And so Paul was unable to sustain his ministry there, and so he was forced to leave.
后来一直很挂心，就这个教会啊，才听到上个星期的道理啊，他们信仰能不能建立起来。
And so Paul was very concerned that this church had only heard the truth for 3 weeks. Would they be able to stand firm in the truth?
所以他又派提摩太啊回去看看这个教会。
And so he assigned Timothy to go back to the church to watch over it.
提摩太回来以后跟保罗报告，让他得到很大的安慰。
And so Timothy returned back to Paul with a great report that comforted Paul.
说他们虽然经过足有三个星期的听道理，但是他们在信心上啊，道理上已经下功夫啊，已经建立起来了。
That even though this church had only heard the truth for 3 weeks, they are well established and they have worked hard on their faith.
而且他们非常有爱心。
And they were filled with love.
而且他们充满着活泼的盼望。
And they were filled with a living hope.
那所以保罗就勉励他们说，我们信主啊，都会经过一些艰难。
And so Paul says that it's inevitable that when we believe, we will encounter difficulties.
但是啊，这个道理要牢牢地守住。
But we must hold fast to the truth.
保罗说，我很盼望有机会再回去你们那里。
And Paul says that he hopes for an opportunity to return back to them.
能够帮助你们补满这个信心上的不足。
That he could feel find joy in their hearts.
也就是说，继续的来坚固你们在信德上能够长进，能够达到成熟完全。
And that he may go and help them and find and help them and be perfected in their faith.
他说，我们有一个最大的盼望，就是将来主耶稣再临的时候。
And so our hope is also when Jesus comes again.
我们都能够在主的面前呢。信心坚定。
That we may be established in our faith before Christ.
能够成为圣洁完全。
That we may be blameless in holiness.
没有可责备的地方，所以将来都能够安然见主。
That we are without blemish, that we can meet God.
所以这是我们信仰上追求的目标。
And that is the goal of our faith.
我们蒙了神的恩以后我们行事为人要跟我们所得到的恩典相配。
And so once we have received the grace of God, our actions must match the grace that we have received.
所以我们在行事为人当中对神对人要长存无愧的良心。
And so in all of our deeds towards God and towards man, we must have a clear conscience.
我们无论做什么事情我们要对得起神，而且能够得神的喜悦。
And so whatever we do, we must be able to gain the favor of God.
我们也不亏负人。
And we do not find fault among with people.
良心没有自责，那将来我们就能够坦然面对神。
And so our conscience does not rebuke us, so we can boldly meet God.
所以我们行为当中，我们要荣耀神一方面要能够造就人。
And so in our actions, we need to glorify God and also edify others.
尤其这个言语上面我们应当更注意灵修。
And especially in terms of our speech, we need to be more careful.
因为一个人如果在话语上完全他就成为一个完全人。
Because if anyone is perfect in their speech, then they are a perfect person.
他说我们应当立志在言语上没有过失。
And so we must make a determination that we would be perfect in our speech.
所以在雅各书一章里面说一个真正虔诚敬畏神的人。
And so James chapter 1 talks about a truly devout and a holy person.
就是能够接住自己的话语。
that they have perfect control over their words.
当然这个话语是人跟人沟通很重要的一个工具。
And of course, words is a very important tool in communicating with other people.
比如说我们平时啊，都讲很多的话。
And we often speak freely.
但是我们要注意我们所讲的话是不是能够荣耀神。是不是能够造就人?
But we need to be careful that our words, whether they glorify God and they edify others.
啊，当然一些啊不合圣徒的话语啊，我们都不应该说。
And so, the words that are unedifying, we should not speak.
因为这样才合乎我们一个圣徒的体统。
And then it fits within the character of us as saints.
啊，神造我们口啊，就是要让我们来荣耀神、颂赞神。
And so, with our mouths, we are to glorify God.
啊，所以要常常说一些造就人的好话。
And so we need to speak words that often edify others.
所以说啊，要禁足嘴唇啊，不出恶言。
And so we need to guard our mouths that we do not speak of any evil.
随时都能够说一些啊，造就人的话。
That we can speak edifying words at all moments.
我们看到这个话语可以代表一个人的身份。
And we can see the words one speaks, it represents the status of a person.
我们看犹大书。
If we look at the book of Jude,
犹大书
book of Jude,
第九节
verse 9,
犹大书第九节
Jude verse 9,
天使长米迦勒为摩西的诗所以魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用诽谤的话罪责他，主说主责备你吧。这里讲到说啊，天使长跟魔鬼在争摩西的尸体。
And so here records about the archangel contending with the demon over the body of Moses.
我们知道说摩西是一个相当忠心的神的仆人。
And we know Moses is a very faithful servant of God.
工作完成以后在山上离世了。
And after he finished his work, he passed away on the mountain.
圣经说啊，后来神为他还安葬。
And the Bible records that God buried him.
所以没有人知道摩西安葬的地方。
And so no one knows the burial place of Moses.
到底这个魔鬼为什么要争摩西的尸体啊?
And so here, why does the devil want to dispute about the body of Moses?
我们一般的了解可能认为摩西很伟大。
Our understanding is that Moses was so great.
所以魔鬼希望说他能够成为众人一个崇拜的对象一样。
And so maybe the devil can use him as a person of worship.
所以神亲自为他埋葬就是不要人把他当作偶像来敬拜他。
And so God buried him so that he would not become an idol to the people to worship.
不过这里讲到说这个天使长在跟摩西争的时候。
And here it talks about the archangel that was contending with the devil.
因为天使长他是圣洁的神的使者。
Because the archangel is the messenger, the holy messenger of God.
所以他们一方面在服侍神，他们也在神的面前在服侍神。
They are in the presence of God serving him.
所以他们的行为言语也非常的庄重。
And so their deeds and their words are very important.
显明他们那一种圣洁尊贵的身份。
It is to match their noble and holy status.
所以他不随便讲一些诽谤的话。
And so they do not carelessly bring any accusations.
因为讲这些话就失掉了他原来那个尊贵荣耀。
Because if by saying so, they would lose that nobility.
他说我们今天是神的儿女。
And today we are the children of God.
我们的言语行为说要跟我们所得到的恩典相称。
And so our words and our deeds need to match our status.
所以我们在讲话当中也要非常慎重怎样的话才合乎圣徒的体统。
And so we need to be very careful with our words that it matches our status.
一些不合圣徒的话语我们就不讲。
And if it is not a words of the saints, then we do not speak of it.
一些不造就人的话我们也不讲。
And we also do not say words that are not edifying.
表明我们真是神的儿女。
And this is to prove that we are the children of God.
我们来看马太福音十二章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
我们看31节。
Verse 31.
12:31.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31.
所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。
32:32。
凡说话干犯人子还可得赦免，唯独说话干犯圣灵的今世来世总不得赦免。因为主耶稣在传道医病赶鬼的时候，
and when Jesus was in his ministry, performing signs and miracles,
有的人呢就诽谤他，
and some people they rebuked him,
说耶稣是靠着鬼王在赶鬼的。
And so they criticized him, saying that he depended on the power of the Satan.
耶稣就说啊，我靠着鬼王赶鬼啊，那你们主地靠着什么人来赶鬼？
And so Jesus says, if I cast out Satan within the power of Satan, then what do you cast out Satan with?
所以他们就要断定你们的是非。
And so it will cast out your heresy.
主耶稣说啊，我如果靠着圣灵赶鬼啊，就是神的国临到了。
Then Jesus says that if I cast out with Satan, with the power of Satan, then
因为主耶稣来到世界啊，奉差遣来传福音，医病赶鬼。
And so Jesus came into this world with the sending of God to cast out demons.
因为是神的灵在他身上啊。要来彰显出神的全能跟作为。
Because the Spirit of God had come upon him to manifest the work of God.
但是你故意把这种圣灵的工作、神的工作，把它诋毁，说这个是邪灵的工作。
But if you say that the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of God is the work of Satan,
这就是亵渎圣灵。
And this is to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
亵渎圣灵是一种很严肃的罪啊！这个今生来世啊，不能够得到赦免的。
That blaspheming the Holy Spirit is very severe sin that you cannot have forgiveness in this life or the next life.
神的教会啊，靠着圣灵在传道里。
And so the Church of God preaches according to the Word of God.
全被得救的福音。
That they preach the whole and complete gospel.
靠着神的灵啊，在医病赶鬼。
That they rely on the Spirit of God to heal and to cast out demons.
你故意诽谤啊，抵挡神的教会。
But if you purposely criticize and oppose the Church of God,
这将来啊，要在神的面前啊，是没有办法站立得住的。
Then you cannot stand before the presence of God.
因为他要承担啊，他亵渎圣灵的罪。
Because you have to bear the burden of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
我们知道啊，天主教他们有教皇在治理。
We know the Catholic Church has the Pope.
当然，我们知道人做王是不对的。
We know that it is not good for a person to be a king.
那因为他们有人做王，所以他们有权柄可以来辖住别人。
And because they are a king, they have the power to oppress others.
一般的教会啊，一般的新教啊，因为国中无王。
And so there are no kings in
一般的基督教会。
In most churches, they do not have kings.
所以他们随便的离开了教义不一样，就分裂成其他的教会。
And so if anybody separates from the teachings of the church can be split.
一个教会一个教会一直分散。
And the churches can continually split.
好像也没有什么事。
And it seems like nothing will happen.
但是我们要知道啊，这个真教会是神在做王。
But we have to know that in the true church, God is the king.
所以真教会是真葡萄树。
That the true church is the true grapevine.
所以耶稣说他是真的葡萄树。
And Jesus says he is the true vine.
我们是树枝啊，一定要连属在这个树上。
That we are the branches, we need to be connected to the vine.
离开了树以后啊，人就没有办法做什么了。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
一个人离开了神以后，他没有办法做什么。
That apart from God, man can do nothing.
所以真的真教会是神在做王。
And so then the true church, God is the king.
我们人只是神的。
That man is merely the servant of God.
彼此在服侍神。
That we are only to serve God.
所以说啊，我们有的人是用草木和秸在盖工程。
So some people they use a straw and hay to build a structure.
有的是用金银宝石的。
And some use gold, silver.
但是将来神就要用火试试看。
But one day God will test it with fire.
金银宝石的工程就存得住。
Gold, silver, and precious stones can maintain.
草木和这的工程啊，一烧就毁掉了。
But straw and hay will be burned in the fire.
将来他们就要受亏损。
And they will suffer great loss.
保罗说啊，他是一个聪明的工头，把这个根基立稳了。
And Paul says he is the wise architect who is built on a foundation.
不可以再立别的根基。
That there is no other cornerstone.
我们真教会的根基啊，这很立稳了。
And so if the true church's foundation is laid firmly,
一个房子要盖起来，你根基不稳的话，这个房子盖不起来的。
If you do not build a firm foundation, you cannot build a steady house.
你把根基毁掉了以后，这个房子自然就倒下去了。
If you destroy the foundation, then the house will fall.
一棵树啊，这个根如果烂掉了，这个树自然就倒下去了。
And for a tree, if the roots rot, then this tree will fall.
所以真教会啊，有一个全备啊得救的福音，做我们信仰的根基。
And so the true church has the whole and complete gospel as the foundation of the church.
这个根基啊是不动摇的。
And this foundation is immovable.
因为这个都是从主耶稣那里领受的。
Because it has been received from Jesus Christ.
不是我们人发明出来的。
It is not invented by any man.
都是从圣经里面出来的真理。
But it is a truth received from the Bible.
所以我们对神的教会要尊重。
And so we must have a reverence for the Church of God.
我们要去深入的了解查考神的旨意。
And so we need to study and read the Bible for the will of God.
在神的旨意下来行道理，追求圣洁完全。
That we do the work and pursue after perfection of God.
所以有时候对一些教会的做法，如果不太满意，我们可以建议大家讨论最好的方法。
And so if you have any unhappiness or uneasiness with the ways of the church, you can make some suggestions and they will be up for discussion.
行政的东西是可以讨论的。
Administrative matters can be discussed.
因为我们可以大家想最好的方法来帮助教会的成长。
We can think of collectively of the best ways to make the church better.
但是真理是不能够动的。
But the truth is unshakable.
因为真理一动那个根基动摇这个建筑物就垮下来了。
Because if the truth is changed, if the foundation is moved, then the structure will fall.
如果我们不是用正当的方法一直攻击诽谤抵挡神的教会这个自己本身会受亏损。
And if we do not use upright methods to oppose the church and to argue, then we will fall short before God.
我们继续看马太福音十二章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 12,
33节。
Verse
33. 十二章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 33.
说你们父以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为有果子，就可以知道，从看果子就可以知道树。三四节。
34。
毒蛇的种类，你们既然是恶人，怎能够说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口就说出来。35节。
35。
善人从他心里所存的善，就发出善来。恶人从他心里所存的恶，就发出恶来。36节。
36。
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。37节。
37。
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。这里讲到说，好的树会结好果子。
And here it talks about good trees will bear good fruits.
因为它的生命是好的。
Because its life is good.
如果那个不好的树就结不好的果子。
And so bad trees will bear bad fruit.
因为本身那个生命是不好的生命。
Because the life in it is bad.
所以不是它不愿意结好果子，而是里面的生命变了。
But it is not that it is unwilling to bear good fruit, it is just the life in it has changed.
我们看一个人的说话行为就知道说他是好树还是不好的树。
And so through a person's actions and their words, we can see whether they are a good tree or a bad tree.
所以一个人心里面所充满的就会从他的行为他的言语上表现出来。
And so we, from a person's heart, we can see it will be manifest in their words and their deeds.
心里所存的是善，所以他讲出来都是造就人的好话。
If in their heart it is filled with good, whatever they speak will be edifying words.
如果心里所存的是恶，
But if then their hearts are evil,
所以他所发出来就当然是恶的事情,
then whatever they manifest in their lives is evil.
他说我们人啊,所讲的话,将来在神的面前啊, 都要句句都供出来。
And so whatever we say in our life, one day we will have to, it will be presented before God.
从人讲的话来判断他是义人还是恶人。
And from the word spoken of a man's mouth, we will see, judge whether they are good or bad.
所以我们要注意我们的行为,注意我们的言语。
And so we need to be careful about our deeds and our words.
大卫说,我立志在话语上没有过失。
And so David says he makes a determination not to fail in his words.
他说有时候遇到一些仇敌来抵挡我。
And so sometimes he encounters enemies who oppose him.
有时候想要讲一些话,因为受激动,想要讲一些话来回复他。
And because he is emotional, then he wants to say words that to hurt the other person.
然后那个时候他就赶快把自己的嘴巴把它遏制。
But at that moment, he controls his mouth.
免得我们讲话来得罪神。
Lest he offend God or sin against God.
虽然有时候感到很难过。
And even though he might feel anger in his heart.
所以只有在神的面前向神来讲。
But he only says it in the presence of God.
所以我们要学习怎么接住我们的嘴巴。
And so we need to learn how to control our mouths.
让我们所讲的都能够荣耀神，也能够造就人。
That all of our words may glorify God and edify others.
另外一个就是我们要在侍奉上来追求成长。
And the next thing is we need to pursue growth in our service.
圣经里面说我们要心里火热，常常来服侍主。
And so the Bible says that we need to have a burning zeal in our hearts to serve God.
我们一个蒙神恩典的人,就是要来服侍主,来报答神的恩。
And so for someone who has received the grace of God, you need to serve to repay the grace of God. When God brought the people, the Israelites, to Mount Sinai,
神对他们说,我好像鹰一样把你们背在背上,把你们带出来。
God says, I am like an eagle that carried you on my back.
目的就是要你们来侍奉我。
And the purpose that you would serve me.
所以你们要做神的子民,做祭司的国度。
That you must be my people, that you would be a holy priesthood.
主耶稣选召了门徒以后,
and Jesus, after he chose his apostles,
他们领受了神的恩典,
they received the grace of God.
然后主耶稣就差派他们出去工作了。
Jesus sent them out to do holy work.
所以这个侍奉就是我们每一个蒙恩的人,
and so holy work is a duty for every one of us who has received the grace of God.
所以主耶稣说,
and Jesus says that it is not that you have chosen me, but rather I have chosen you. And the purpose that I have chosen you is that you could go out and bear fruit.
所以你们白白得恩典啊,也要白白地出手出去。
And that you have freely received the grace of God, and so therefore you must freely give it.
不管是牧会的工作,不管是宣道的工作,
and whether it is shepherding or pastoring or evangelizing,
都是我们每一个蒙恩的人当尽的本分。
And it is the responsibility of each of us who has received the grace of God.
所以主耶稣说,有一个主人把他的家产分给他的仆人。
And so the Bible talks about a master who separates his and his property to his servants.
一个给他5000,一个给他2000。
He gave one 5 talents and he gave another 2 talents. And he gave another one 1 talent.
到了一段时间以后,这个主人回来了。
And after a period of time, this master returned home.
就要跟他们算账。
And then he wanted to bear account to them.
然后那个5000的 拿5000的又去赚了5000。
And the one who received 5 talents invest and earned 5 additional talents. The one who received 2 talents earned another 2 talents.
主人很高兴说,哇,你在不多的事上这么忠心啊。
And so this master was so happy that he says, oh, you are faithful in these things.
所以你是一个忠心又良善的好仆人。
That you are good and faithful servants.
所以你可以进来啊,来享受你主人的丰富。
And he says, come and enter enter into the joy of your master.
因为他们是忠心良善的好仆人。
Because they are good and faithful servants.
啊，尽他们的本分啊，完成主人的托付。
That they have tried their best to fulfill the commands of their lord.
啊，但是那个领一千的却把它藏起来。
However, the one that received one talent went and hid it.
原封不动的交给主人。
And then when the master returned, he returned that one talent back.
结果主人就责骂他。
And then the master rebuked him.
说你至少也要把这些钱啊拿去那个兑换银钱的那里啊生点利息啊。
And he says, at the very least, you could have taken it to the bank to earn interest.
所以你是一个又饿又懒的仆人。
And he says, you are a lazy and unfaithful servant.
然后把那一千抢过来交给那个一万的。
And so he took the one talent away from him and gave it to someone else.
有人说啊，那已经有一万了，你为什么还要给他？
And to the one who had already had 10 talents, he said, why do you give it to him again?
主人说啊，有的我还要再给他。
And to him who has been given, more will be given.
啊，没有的，连他所有的都要夺过来。
And for one, someone who does not have any, all will be taken from him.
所以一个人啊，你尽本分努力去服侍啊，神就越来给你越多的恩典。
And so for those who are diligent in serving God, then God will give you more.
但是如果我们不忠心服事啊，有时候你的恩赐啊就会被神夺掉。
And if you are unfaithful in serving, then God will take away your talents.
啊，最后啊，我们就没有办法向主交账。
Then in the end, we will not be able to bear account to Jesus Christ.
啊，就没有什么果效啊。
And then we will have no fruits.
啊，所以我们呢，服侍神做工的果效，将来可以在神面前得奖赏。
And so we can, if we show our results before God, then we will receive our reward.
讲了这个比喻以后啊，他讲了一句话说：“在前的啊。”将要在后，在后的会在前。
And after Jesus finished his parable, he added another phrase that the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
所以我们在这个灵修侍奉的工作上都要不断的一直长进。
And so in terms of our servitude to God, we need to be constantly improving.
我们永远不可以说我已经够了，我做够了。
And we can never be content in saying, I've done enough.
因为你如果不求进步啊，就会后退。
Because if you do not progress in your faith, then you will regress.
虽然有的人啊，慢慢起步啊，但是他就会追上你。
And even though there are those who are slower in starting, but they will overcome you.
所以我们听过那个龟兔赛跑的故事啊。
And we know the story of the tortoise and the hare.
那个兔子虽然很能跑
，and even though this this hare was very good at running，
但是他后来啊，他觉得说哇，我赢好多了，他就在那里休息了。
And even though he was so much further ahead, he thought, oh, I'm gonna rest here.
后来睡着了。
And then he took a nap.
等他醒过来的时候，哇，乌龟已经跑到目的地了。
But when he woke up, he saw that the tortoise had already finished the race.
乌龟虽然动作慢一点
，and even though the tortoise was very slow in his actions,
不停地一直往前进。
But slowly and steadily he progressed.
到最后他能够走到目的地。
And in the end, he was able to enter into the goal.
所以有的在前的，因为不努力呀、所以。最后变成在后者。
And so for those who are first and yet they are not diligent, they will end up as
the
last.
但是他一直殷勤不断的前进他最后走到了目的地。
But then there are those that start off as the last, yet they are slowly progressing and they will end move ahead.
我们信仰上一定要不断的前进不能够后退。
And so in our faith, we must constantly progress and not regress.
求主帮助我们让我们在侍奉上能够做得更加的尽美，尽善尽美。
And so we need to ask God so that we can always be better in our in our servitude.
我们所做的工作果效都随着我们将来丰丰富富得到主的奖赏。
That the fruits of our labor may constantly follow after us, that we may receive the reward of God.
因为是一个新的一年所以我们也讲一些给我们祝福的话。
And since it is a new year, we will share some words of blessings.
我们人生虽然有很多的计划，很多的愿望。
And even though in our lives we have make many plans and have many hopes.
但是我们的愿望如果没有神的立定 我们有时候我们的期待都会落空掉。
And if in our desires they do not account for God, then that our expectations may fall short.
所以雅各书第四章里面说。
And so in James chapter 4 it tells us.
只要神愿意，我们就可以做这个，可以做那个。
If God is willing, then we can do this and we can do that.
因为我们人的生命好像天上的云雾一样。
Because all of our actions are like a cloud in the sky.
说出现一下子就不。
It is there and then it disappears.
但神愿意的话，我们就可以活着。
If God is willing, then we can live.
我们可以做这事，也可以做那事。
We can do this or we can do that.
所以求神啊，祝福我们在未来的一年啊。
And may God bless each of us during this upcoming year.
能够真正的恩上加恩。
That we would have, truly have grace upon grace.
约翰说啊，主耶稣来到世界，就把真理跟恩典带到世界来。
And John says that when Jesus came to this world, he brought grace and truth.
而且我们领受了，而且是要恩上加恩的。
And then when we received it, we shall add grace upon grace.
所以圣经里面说，要让神的荣美常常在我们身上。
And so the Bible says, may the beauty of God always be upon us.
啊，神的恩典啊，我们可以去常常看啊，我们会觉得。又美又善啊。
And we can taste the, how the goodness of God and see how wonderful and perfect it is.
所以一个敬畏神的人啊，神应许要把他丰盛的恩典赐给他。
And so that for one who fears God, then they will receive much blessings from
him. 而且是恩上加恩的。
And then it will be grace upon grace.
啊，我们怎样才能够得到神的恩呢？
And how can we receive the grace of God?
说我们要学习谦卑虚心。
It is that we need to practice humility.
说神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
That God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我们知道那个水啊，都流到那个比较低的地方。
We know that water flows from higher elevation to lower.
所以越谦卑的人呢、啊。能够领受神的恩典越多。
And so those who are more humble will receive more grace.
所以我们、啊、不要住高住大。
And so we must not be prideful or boast.
要彼此学习互相的尊重。
And we need to learn to respect and honor each other.
所以保罗说、啊、我们要看别人比自己强。
And so Paul says we must look at each other as a better person.
我们每个人都有我们的优点，但是也有我们缺。
And all of us, we have our good points, but all of us also have our weaknesses.
如果我们光看自己的优点,
if we only focus on our good points,
啊, 看别人都看别人的缺点,
but we only focus on the weaknesses of others,
啊, 有时候就会骄傲自大起来, 而且看不起别人。
Naturally, it would be very easy to become very proud and to look down upon others.
说我们要看自己看得合乎中道。
But we need to have a clear view of ourselves.
了解我们的优点,
and understand our good points.
能够发挥我们的长处,
and that we can help others benefit.
啊, 了解我们的软弱,
and also know our weak points.
啊, 求神帮助我们, 啊, 让我们在软弱当中能够求进步。
That we ask God to help us in our weakness that we can improve.
啊, 我们看别人也是一样。
And the same when we see others.
啊, 别人的优点啊, 我们也要学习。
We need to learn from the goodness of others.
啊，借着别人的优点来补我们的不足。
That we take the goodness of others to help us make up our
weaknesses. 别人软弱
的
地方，我们不要轻视它。
And we should not look down upon those who are weak.
比如我们自己本身也有软弱。
Because we ourselves have weaknesses.
啊，所以我们怎样去帮助扶持那些软弱的、疲乏困倦的人
？And how do we help those who are tired and weary and weak？
啊，让我们彼此啊都能够一起进步。
That all of us collectively can improve.
啊，当然有时候我们啊，对这个真理上有些还不了解的。
And there are some things that we still do not understand about the truth.
我们要有谦卑受教的态度。
We need to have a humble heart of the learned.
啊，就是我们当传道人，我们还是有很多不懂的地方啊。
And even as ministers, there are things that we do not understand.
所以以赛亚先知说啊，他每天早上起来。
And in the book of Isaiah, he mentions that every morning when he wakes up,
就把那个耳朵打开。
He opens up his ear.
啊，从神那里来领受教训。
That he may receive the teachings of God.
啊，然后把把这些教训行在生活当中不违背。
That he could apply the teachings of God in his life.
啊，然后借着所领受的教训来安慰、扶持、帮助人。
That he can use the teachings of God that he has received to help others.
啊，说我们每一个人都要。 这样，像一个受教者。
And so all of us, we must be like the one of the learned.
我们每个人都要接受神道理的教育。
That we need to receive the teachings of God.
啊，努力谦卑的学习。
That we have to be diligent in our learning.
啊，不只是让我们灵性成长。
And not only do we grow spiritually.
而且能够互相的帮助。
But we can help one another.
我们看到那个太监呢，他去拜神，回来还在那边读圣经。
And we see the Ethiopian eunuch, he had gone to worship God, and on his way home, he was still studying the Bible.
菲利跟他讲说，你读的你懂吗？
And Paul asked, Peter, Philip asked him, do you understand what you're studying?
啊，有时候这是很没有礼貌的话。
And sometimes this is a very impolite thing to say.
但是这个太监呢，很谦卑啊。
But this eunuch was very humble.
他说，没有人指教我，我真的不懂哎。
And he says, if no one teaches me, how can I understand?
啊，他就请菲利来指教他。
And so he asked Philip to teach him.
哇，他明白道理，领受救恩啊，就非常高兴的就回去了。
And so he understood the word, and he received the salvation of God, and joyfully he went home.
啊，所以我们应当有谦卑虚心啊，啊，求道的精神。
And so we need to have a heart of humility and meekness to study the word of God.
愿神帮助我们能够力上加力。
And may God help us that we may have strength upon strength.
哦，让我们有力量来把神的道行在我们的生活当中。
That we can apply the word of God in our lives.
他说这个神的道理好像标准很高。
And it seems that the standard of God is very high.
对一般人来讲好像很难。
And to most people it is very difficult.
神借着圣灵帮助我们，给我们力量。
But God has given us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
所以我们行道变成一种很自然的啊，就可以把它行在我们的生活当中了。
So that when we apply the word of God in our lives, it becomes very natural.
他说可以让我们力上加力，来实行神的道理。
And so that we can have strength upon strength to apply the word of God.
能够胜过撒旦的试探。
That we can overcome the temptation of Satan.
能够胜过世界上的引诱。
That we can triumph over the temptations of the world.
能够过一个得胜的生活。
That we can live a life of victory.
能够结出满满的属灵的果子来。
And we can bear many spiritual fruits.
他说，一方面呢，我们要重视灵修的工作。
And so we must emphasize on the spiritual cultivation.
每天呢，应当有我们读经祷告的生活。
And every day we must have a habit of reading the Bible and praying.
一方面啊，努力我们灵修我们自己。
And on one side, we work on cultivating ourselves.
求神的灵帮助我们。
And asking the Spirit of God to help us.
让我们真的越来越成长，越来越进步。
That we may continue to grow and to improve.
在天国的道路上越走越有力量。
That we would be strengthened as we walk on this heavenly journey.
愿主耶稣祝福我们啊，让我们都能够荣上加荣。
And so may God bless us that we may have glory upon glory.
因为神的灵要不断的光照我们，让我们能够发出基督的光辉来。
And that the Spirit of God may always shine upon us, that we may show the glory of God.
所以我们常常亲近神。
That we often draw close to God.
我们的生命会改变。
And our lives will change.
会有基督的荣耀在我们身上能够彰显出来。
That we can manifest the glory of God, of Jesus Christ in our lives.
圣洁贵重的器皿，让神重用。
That we can be holy and noble vessels for the use of God.
让我们能够完成得救的功夫领受那个荣耀的冠冕。
That we can finish this holy work and that we can receive the crown of righteousness.
所以我们要不断的求进步。
And so we need to constantly improve.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们大家。
And so may Jesus Christ guide us and bless us.
我们现在就一起跪下来感谢祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray.
为学圣灵为祷告。
Let us pray for the spiritual convocation.
我们将未来的一年，包括我们个人的事情，以及教会的圣工，都交在主的手里面。
That we entrust all of the upcoming year of our families and for the church.
求主耶稣祝福，让我们有一个丰盛的一年。
And may Lord Jesus Christ bless us that we may have an abundant year.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.